Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Yeah, sorry to be so late, but I was trying to get everything ready for the show going on. We got not that long. It's a little wind down going on right now. I got the last cancel walk down in Fayetteville coming up. That'll be on the 27th. Be raising that money for there. We also have, raffles that were going on at the track there, giving out a pocketbook that day, a Michael Kors pocketbook, and $500 inside the pocketbook for a $5 raffle. And then we're going to go in there from there and raise also money for the cancer support group there. We had some racing over the weekend that was pretty good. It wasn't bad. It was going to look like a lot of overcast, but it didn't rain, so we still did our walk. We actually had a turkey cook-off, and if you see, there's a Sherry that had won it, Sherry Candy Lady. She won the cook-off. Eric Stewart won the watch and $100, the Michael Kors watch and $100. My hat's off to that guy. Can't ask a better person than that, what he did. It was outstanding. And a lot of people wanted to know what he did, and he actually gave the watch to Lisa. And if anybody knows, she's been struggling working with the cancer right now, and he gave her the watch, so that was a stand-up guy there to do something like that. I can't say all the races I have seen. I haven't really watched them all. I know JC's race. I got to see his win. I got to see Wicked Bird win one and lose one. The two Mustangs, I'm not sure who they were, the blue ones. Also, the Nova and the Mustang, I really didn't know who they were also that raced, that did their grudge runs. And all in all, you had plenty of time to test and tune. We got our walk-off like we wanted to do. Regardless, even though that it was overcast, we made sure it happened. We did what we had to do. We got a little bit more. Hold on 1 second, you guys. Hold on 1 second, please. Hello? Okay. Yeah, someone dialed me the wrong number. But anyhow, all in all, everything worked out pretty good. And we taking it on down there to 27th of Fayetteville. Also got a couple locked-in races over there. I'll let Dexter come on and tell you about that, what's going on. We also had at Gallant, we got a few things that were going on. I'm pushing on to that. We're working on this. We're working on it hard. We're trying to get everything ready, prepared for that. It's all wind down. It's like our Thanksgiving feast before we go to Baldy's race. So I know a lot of guys were trying to get it in, and we're trying to work on it. We also, I got a little something a little different this time. I'm changing stuff around a little bit, trying to try a little something here and there. And what we're trying out right now is, I'm going to actually try a women's grudge racing. It's going to be a little something they're going to put together for just the women that day. Already I have, I think it's, I know already know, LaToya McCain, Diamond Dallas, she's going to be one. Beatty Racing, she's going to be number three. Let me see, it was Brittany Gray, she's going to be riding the Sex Machine. Also, I forgot her name. I'm sorry, but really forgot it. But Ella and Gloria Mitchell, she'll be riding something also. So I'm going to only get eight in, and that's it. That's going to be their shootout thing, and it's going to go on, and they're actually going to grudge and bet money on each round. They figure that they want to see who the queen of the day was. So we're going to see what happens. So that's going to be a pretty good one. But I know it's going to be interesting. It's a lot more. I'm going to let a couple of people come on today. And I know it should really work out really well. I'm just glad to have everything, you know, pulling together slowly but surely. And I can't wait. I'm gonna go to this here topic right now because I need to get this off right now because we're getting a lot of people kind of mad at either the promoter or the track owner, and it's like it's not really. I don't know who they want to say who's responsible. Every track has to take care of what they have to take care of. I'm not really sure who can be at fault. But we need to know that because you see this on the Facebook and you see it everywhere else. But lately there's been more and more promoters. So if there's more and more promoters, you know, if you turn around and you got promoters, of course they're going to hit the same day as you. You know, you're actually going to see a lot more of this. And it's going to be, I mean, what can you do? I don't know what to say, but I see a lot of people complaining. If a guy owns a track, I really hate to say it, but if he's got to pay his note, sometimes he's got to go ahead. He can't stop his race just because you have something going that you said you got a show going on. So sometimes they have to pay their bills also, so they can't shut things down. I know as a promoter, you try not to put something on top of each other, but I don't know what to say on that deal. I would love to hear your input on what you think could be done, because I see it and they're actually really feuding pretty bad right now. It's not good. It's not good for the grudge game either. I know that. Everybody knows that. It's hard when you turn around and you got three shows at one time and they're all up in the same area less than 50 miles apart. That's really hard. So I like to hear what you have to say. You know, I know a lot of people out there, you know, say, well, I don't know which one to go to, this one, that, and that's messed up. And I can't really say. Sometimes I got to say the best promoter wins. That's what a promoter is, really, honestly, tell you the truth. He's out there trying to sell the product. So I can't really say. I mean, I had nothing to do with it, but just the idea. Sometimes you'd like to hear what the people got to say about this, because I know a lot of people don't care for it. If you ever notice, a lot of them that are real successful is like, say, for example, Baldy race. There's nothing on Baldy's race. Everybody knows there's nothing out there on that day, so we all know where everybody's going to be. Could that be the whole thing, that our solution, and try to do it? But I don't know. I can't really say. I have no answer for it. I know everybody's calling me about it, and they've been asking me, so I said, all right, I'll put it out there. So I want to hear some input from you guys out there right now. And I know there's a lot of other things out there right now that's touchy and goey, but any which way to solve some of these problems, and that's what's going to make the thing grow. That's all to it. If we don't turn around and solve some of the problems, it's always going to be another problem come up again. We keep saying that we're going to do it. So I want to hear from you guys. As of anybody that's looking for a race, now we've been going through this back and forth at Gallant. I have a few cars that are definitely looking. The Six Machine, Charlie Brown, gave me that okay to say that I can put him out there. I can say that he's conventional head on nitrous, looking for action. And I think he's actually looking for, let me see who it was. I gotta see if I get Charlie Brown on here. Or maybe CJ, any one of them, they can come back. Because I know they had a back-and-forth battle, and they never got to settle it, so this would be the last day to settle it, so the final score. And he told me he would like to see it. He would definitely like him run. I just forgot his name. Oh, man, I know the Sex Machine used to run. I'm quite sure some people know who they are. But we're gonna get this right way. Sooner or later, he'll get on here, and we'll see what happens. I'm not going to even get into that right now, Stefano. If you want to get on it, you can come out here and you can hit it. I'd rather let you go ahead and say it, and you can put a into it. You can hit the one button when you want, and you can. I'd rather let you talk on it because I heard it was put out there already. But I'd like to, if you want to put it out there again, you can put it out there. I got to open this mic up, and then you can go ahead and you come on here, Stefano, right after that. 910-1058. Your mic is open.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Hey, how you doing, Dexter? How's everything?
Oh, everything's lovely. Just preparing for another little storm coming through this way, but we are only supposed to get like like 4 inches of rain, so it's kind of sparing us, I guess. Hopefully that holds true.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm hoping, man. You guys been getting hit hard.
Yeah, we got hit pretty hard, man. I want to touch on your topic. I mean, that's a real interesting topic you got tonight. And as far as a track operator or a promoter, and from my standpoint, inside looking out, a lot of newcomers that's coming on, and you got your date that's already been out there for years. That's part of the problem. You got your established promoters that's got dates that's been out there for probably 8 or 9 years. Let's say like yours, pretty much yours and Larry T. You got the Labor Day, the Memorial Day. Everybody knows the dates that your dates are on because you stick to those dates. You don't come up to no drag another new date out. So that pretty much all your dates stay the same. But then you get new promoters or aspiring promoters that come out, and they're not doing their homework and looking at that these dates have already been established, or doing their homework and research and looking and seeing what these people have been doing these dates. This has been going on for X amount of years. And see, they might get out, they're not doing their homework, looking on the websites. They're throwing the dates out there. Me as a track operator, our dates go on our website. We might not throw no flyer out until like a month or so before the date. Whereas I know a lot of your promoters now, they like to try to date. They jump on like a year ahead of time. But a lot of your tracks are sticking to certain dates, and that's what they stick with. A lot of your promoters, your aspiring promoters, are dragging or not doing any research or doing any homework, or, you know, and it's just a lot of stuff on top. At the end of the day, you got your promoters that are going to tracks. I personally, we look at other dates, and we won't give a promoter a date that conflicts with one that's close by, because we already know the politics and the business end of it. That it's going to take away. On the other end, as a track operator, and I'm just being real, as real could be, if I see this social media causes a lot of the conflicts. I see you on there bashing me, you bashing my track. When you bash the track, you bashing me. And I'm going to be like, you know, Dave Chappelle, like Reed James on the couch. You know, somebody come on that date, I'm not pretty much not going to care about that person's date. And because that's where it gets personal at. I'm just being real. I look on Facebook tonight. I see Sean Holden got putting my track name in his mouth on social media. I don't know where that came from, saying they was talking about some dates. We haven't put no date on top of anyone. I check with tracks. I mean, I check with promoters because, really, I mean, you and, like I said, everybody, the seasoned promoters, got their dates established. You got your aspiring or non-season promoters that are just jumping and at the seat of their pants. If a track could give them a date, then they'll take it. They might not even let that track know. That track might not even, you know, might even look at that date, and it's thrown on top of somebody else's date. So that's where a lot of the confusion come in, and all it's doing is really watering down and cause a little more, you know, strife than it should. Because at the end of the day, you know, if you're a promoter, just like I'm a track operator, I'm not going to bash another track. And for a promoter to say anything, and that's why a lot of promoters right here, I deal with you, and that's pretty much all. I deal with you, and I deal with Buddy Blow, let Buddy Blow have a race, because Buddy Blow's got a history with us, you know what I'm saying? But there's a lot of tracks, a lot of these promoters that can't go to tracks now. And I'm pretty much sure that, pretty much positive, that's why my name is in that guy's mouth. Because at the same time, when you bash me, tell the whole story behind it. Tell the story where I've had to pay money because you left and didn't pay the people their money, and I'm left having to pay people money just to keep the tracks face straight. So there's a lot of stuff that plays into all this stuff. But at the end of the day, I think I mean, a lot of your tracks, if these promoters do like they should and not just like, you know, do their homework, look at these dates, do the research, and not just worry about, well, the track operator tell you, well, I got this, the track tell you, I got this date open, blah, blah, blah. And you just grab it and run with it instead of doing your homework and looking at these websites. And then when I throw mine out, you might throw yours out there five, let's say a month ago. And then I throw mine out there where it's been on the website all year. That's because you haven't did your homework. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. So okay. That's,
well, I knew the beginning of the year, everybody was saying they're going to work together and work together, but you get more and more promoters also, so it's very hard to not – somebody's going to have to slip up and put on each other's date.
I talked with 17. I met the beginning of this year. I met with 17 in Thunder Valley. All three of us met and went over. You know, we try to stay off of each other's toes. You know, some slip. Some might one or two might have slipped, but we call each other and we say, well, we just won't worry about it this time. Or we, go for whatever. You know. That's the thing. Most of our track operators, I do. I reach out to Lester Cooper and them. I reach out to them at 17, Houston Dial and them, and we go over the dates and stuff at the beginning of the year. And someone might slip up. If it does, then we don't really take it personal. We say, well, we just have to go for what we know. Well, I hope, that guy can hustle, But I'm going to tell you, though, at the end of the day, there's two or three I won't work with. I know Chris Moore is one of them, too. He's one of the ones that be out there just, I think he got me blocked with bashers all the time. And that's because I won't do business with him. And it's because of that social media. And at the end of the day, they're not going to have any tracks that they can go to around here. That's just show you that's just the nonsense and how smart they are. But at the same time, anyhow, that I think really it falls on the promoters to do their homework. Track side, it's a business, as far as we got to pay taxes, like I said before, and all this, the overhead. It's a long, long deal with us, what I'm saying? But I think really it really falls on the promoters. They can't hold the tracks really accountable. They need to do their homework, do the research, just like you do, Like I said, your dates, yours and Larry T, y'all dates are pretty much established. So, yeah, that's my point.
And I got to say one thing, let me just make sure I got this clear because a lot of people want to know what happened. I let Dexter know ahead of time that we was doing a Gallant too, that we were doing a Gallant. We let it be known, and to let everybody know something on Dexter's part, he's bringing people from Fayetteville to Gallant. Now, I can't ask nothing better than that. So somebody come and support you from another track going to another. Now, he owns the other track, but he's going to this track to support us, and he's going to hang out with us. So, I got to say my hat's off to you, Dexter, for just being stand-up, and not too many people will do that. I mean, you told me that you'll bring me some few guys, and like I was telling everybody else when I came down there, I told people what I came down there, Buddy Blow. I promised it. And like one hand washes the other. And if you want it to grow, you want something to really grow, you got to turn around. And sometimes you go to this one or go to that one, and he'll send somebody back to you. And just to stand up and do it, like you said, I couldn't ask nothing better. He's actually going to have Mickey and everybody there. Buddy Blow's going to be there. They're all looking to lock in. Like Buddy Blow came on here and told everybody how he's going to run. He's not wolfing about it. He's telling you the truth.
Right. And you got that block you talked to today, the small block guy.
Yes, I also have a small block that I'm going to be having. That will be there on premises, too, looking for a little action. I forgot about that. Plus, I'm waiting for the call for the GTR so we can get this race locked in. That's what we're waiting for right now. If anybody got a GTR like that, if they're looking for some action, some really, really good action, let me know. And by saying good action, I know a lot of the guys always try to throw that crazy dollar bill out there. Well, get ready if you want to do it. If you want it, you got it. And he gave me permission to go ahead and lock that in. And so that's what's going on. And Dexter happened to be there for that one, so he knows about it too. So I'm just letting everybody know. As a matter of fact, I'll let Dexter say how the guy told me to do it with the GTR. What did he say?
Dexter,
You can tell him, because I'd rather let you say it.
Oh, well, he could say he could do it on the streets or do it at the track. He could bet from here to the moon.
That's what he meant.
These are real grudge racers. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm just saying these guys have rented my track to have a grudge race and would only let X amount of people in. They would only let 15 on one side and 15 on the other side. No cameras, no phones out, nothing, none of that. I mean, that's how real these guys are. So,
they were renting the whole track out just to get that grudge race off. So you can imagine what it was going for.
Nobody knew but certain ones inside the group. And, you know, that was real exciting. That's real exciting. And nobody knows on social media.
You know what happens is a lot of times social media kill the race because they turn around and put it out there. Oh, this guy can beat this guy. I think he'll whip this one. He can whip. And you, instead of shutting your mouth and just watch the race, and when you get there, you bet what you want if you think you know. That's how you know.
Exactly. And that's what I like about what I respect about this, because with the no telephones and all that, that's a real good hustle there, because they already try to get ahead. They already know if their stuff is put out there, it might mess up the race in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think he's ready to go ahead and put it out there now, because he done knocked off a few heads. He was a fellow racer back in the days. Everybody knows him, and now he's back. He's ready to roll. Yeah. He's ready to race. He used to have a Willie's Coupe back in the days. And he was ranked number 4 in the world, right, in Pro Mod back then?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if anybody want to look him up, it's Ron Singleton.
Yeah.
So he's no joke. He's come to run.
Hey, look at the run. Bora Bora.
Mm-hmm. They even have a brand-new Corvette. They have a brand-new Jeep. And even an Evo. Well, they got two Corvettes, right?
And a charger, yes.
So also we got a small block Mustang that they got a little nothing crazy, but they just starting out coming out with it. They're looking for some action that day also. So you guys want an action? I've been finding it. I've been going back and forth. I know we're gonna have Mickey there. With the Nova, right? Well, that's a tennis tire, right?
Right.
Okay, so Mickey will be there looking for some action, looking for Shakedown.
Yeah.
They want to engage in Shakedown on the 17th. There's a couple of them more that wants to look, that's really looking for some action. So if you're looking for it, you can definitely get it. You got your chances. You know, I hear some people, I can't get a run. The only reason why you can't get a run is because you're not looking and you don't want one.
Right.
You just don't want one. That's
we call it the Fall Festival. We're having this Saturday. We're doing a fundraiser for adults and children with learning and physical disabilities. We're doing a wheelchair derby. All kinds of games. They're going to have a talent show, a concert, a car show, car and truck show, and it's all free. It's all free admission. So that's something we're doing to give back to the community. And so and then we're going to turn around October the 20th, Long Island Joe, and we're going to do the cancer event, do the cancer walk. So at the end of the day, it's all about giving back, and that's what we're about. You know, at the end of the day, also, it's racing in the racing industry. Racetracks and all that, they don't turn out the kind of money people think we turn out. But, you know, me, Mark and I, we talk, and, you know, as far as giving back, if we're going to lose money, we at least would like for it to go to something worthy, you know. At least.
That's true.
Because, you know, we all lose money. Suppose we lose money from time to time. We lose money, and people don't realize at the same time, while they sit there talking trash, we're giving them events. They're running for money, and we're losing money a lot of times. Giving them somewhere and something to race at. So, for them to come on there and try to bash, they just don't know the story behind it. a lot of times I had to bite my tongue. I had to lock my fingers up looking at social media, because it all plays into the negative side if I join in on it. But I know Joe, Larry T, all of us, we know the business side of this. And a lot of times they don't make the money people think. You know, we do most of the time. The majority of this is done for the love of racism, the love of sport, you know. Nobody can't say we ever shorted them cuff money, not pay the purse, or any of that. No, they can't say about any of us about that.
Well, that's, we got very few that will do what they said they're supposed to do. And like I said, if you advertise something, you got to go along with that advertising. If you got to eat it, if you turn around and couldn't make it. So I'm just saying right ahead of time, that's how it's supposed to go.
Right.
And it goes any which way, you know. Your name is all you got, like they say, and I'm going to be real about it. And it's the same way we went out there with this weekend. You know, I know it was supposed to, a lot of guys said it was going to rain. But we still had to pay, you know, for the track and everything, and take care of all the other stuff that we were doing for the walk, and you know.
But you said what you're going to do,
you got to do it.
Right, you do it with a smile on your face, because we're not putting you're not putting no more out there than you're willing to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And so
you're not putting out there no more than you want to eat or can stand to lose. And we still make a race out of it and enjoy ourselves, enjoy the race that we have, the people that we're around, whether it's 200 or 1,000, you know. I always when I have a race.
You're 100% right. Now, Dexter, like I said on the 27th, the same way I said, I'm going to have the Michael Kors pocketbook there. Regardless, I don't care if I sell $50 worth of tickets. Regardless, that pocketbook will have $500 in it. Regardless, it don't matter. That's all. That's regardless. I don't care if it sells $10 or $2. That pocketbook will go for $500 and a Michael Kors pocketbook. That's how it goes. It's the same way we did the watch, you know. And like I told the people, the guys, like sometimes say, "Oh, it's just for the girls." No, it's not. If you win the pocketbook, you turn around, you take the money and put it in the pocket for you, and give your girl the pocketbook. That's all. So it could be for a man. Now, not unless you one of the other men want to have both. So, which we do have some of those. So I ain't gonna touch on that one. But there's a few out there in that race circuit right now. So I ain't gonna click on that one. But matter of fact, I seen a couple things too on the 28th at Colonial Beach. They had got the dates mixed up the first time you thought it was the 27th. It is the 28th that is Colonial Beach, Dexter.
Okay.
Maddox will have a race. He'll be having his race at Colonial Beach. He's actually putting a few things on top. He's got a couple of them. He's got some street cars that do little shootout, he says. You know, nothing crazy, but he's putting on top of it. Hopefully he'll come on here, or Short Dog will come on here, and they can explain what they were doing on that Sunday. Anybody that ever had a chance to go there, that's Larry T's track there. And I know it should be really, really interesting. Really interesting. I'm just happy just to turn around and be able to ride back and forth and got in the car once in a while. Slowly but surely, but I'm getting back to where I need to be. But I'm not right 100% yet. But I'll be there it won't be long. By that time, I should be ready, hopefully. Like I said, I'm going to try to preach a man that day on the 27th. I mean it. Some guys think I ain't going to do it. But I'm going out there. I'm going to go for it. Might say I ain't ready, but you know what? I won't know until I go out there and try, right? That's how I look at it. So
right.
I just got to push myself a little bit better and better every time, that's all. Sometimes you say, you know, you can't do it, but I feel like I can, so I'm feeling pretty good. So I'm going to be all right. I think I'll be all right with it, and I'm going to go for it. But as of anything else, I just want to see Grudge Racing come back. And some of the mishap stuff that people putting out there, I don't think they should. If you got a problem, I think y'all should just grab the phone, maybe call up to people and talk to them first before you hit social media with it. Because a lot of times that's what kills the grudge racing. Gossip, gossip, gossip. We don't need it. We need to head a positive, if anything, and pushing each other up. And I got to say, there's a lot of guys coming out there to go on. I got a call today, and I got a call from out there in Chicago, and those guys are already telling me that they're asking what day it is, what time they're going to come. I got Uncle Larry coming from out there in Chicago. He's going to be coming to the cancer walk, you know. I mean, it's really nice when you start to see people come from all over and say, hey, we're going to have a good time with you, too. We're going to support you. If you support them, they support you. And, you know, that's what it's all about. I mean, there's no need to be bickering and fighting over nothing crazy. I tell everybody that. It's one of those things. As long as you be pulling apart, that's what everybody wants to see, like divide and conquer. Let's be real. So I think things will work out. I really do. But I gotta make sure these guys, they seem like they're scared to talk, like they're scared to say something, like somebody holding them back. You know, some people, and then when they get off this phone, and it's the God honest truth now, you know, and I know, Dexter, my wife actually told me to shut my phone off one time because he said, why didn't they talk on the show? Now they want to tell you something now? You guys got the opportunity to say something. You'll never be able to solve something if you don't say something. You know, maybe you got a better idea how you can do something or whatever. Go ahead and say it. Don't call me up later and then tell me what, well, should did this, should that. No. I don't want to hear it. You got your chance now to say it about it. I know Pizza Gangster wants to come on here. He's a little bit busy, but he's coming back on here, and he want to say what he has to say. I let him go ahead. I told him. As soon as he get on, he can go ahead. I have no problem holding nothing back. If they want to say anything, feel free. They know how it is. It's one of those things. Sometimes it's a mishap. Sometimes somebody might have made a mistake. And before you jump the gun, just make sure, you know. That's how I look at it. Make sure before you do anything else. And CJ Kent, happy birthday to you today. He's out there. Hope he's having a good time. You know, so happy birthday, CJ Kent. Good guy. You know, so there's a lot of things else going on. Darren Griffin, happy birthday to you, too. We kind of missed you on that one, but just make sure we say happy birthday to you. If anybody, I don't care who it is looking for a grudge run, regardless, I mean, I don't care what you have, please give me a call, because they have guys that are waiting and looking for some action. We have a lot of things out there. Conventional Head, Big Chief, Small Block Chevys. We're trying to make sure everybody gets be able to get a grudge run. You know, you hear people saying, "Oh, I can't get one." You can. I know you can. The problem is, do you want it? Now, if you're trying to get a DW all the time, that's a different thing. Now, we know there's a lot of times you got guys with big blocks that try to pick on a small block. Now, we're not going to go for that. But certain people are not going to go for that. You know? So I got to say, if you're looking for something, give me a call back, or you can call on the show right now. You know? That's how I look at it. You gotta call out somebody, and that's it. You know, if you got to call somebody out, you got to call them out. Hey, sir, if I want to run you, I want to run you, and that's it. You know, you got a lot of guys out there that this guy wouldn't, he wouldn't run me. He wouldn't. Well, if you didn't say anything, you know what? Somebody's got to break the ice and say, look, I'm looking to run. I'm looking for some action. Buddy Blow will be looking for action real soon. I know he'll be out there on the 18th. So I know a lot of these guys that everybody's calling, you know, but everybody's scared to match up. When I told a guy one day, you know, I'm planning on bringing my car, you know, I'm looking for some action. I tell him, okay, yeah, well, how's your car set? Tell me how it was set conventional. Okay, well, I know another conventional. If you want to talk to him, that's, no, you set it up. No, you talk to him. You figure out how you guys want to do it. All I can do is put you in the direction of where you want to say if you got a conventional head, he's got a conventional tennis tie, there's your race right there. You talk. I'm not going to be the one to go in and say, well, you should give him that or this and that, because then it looks like I'm setting you up. You want to talk, feel free. You want to go ahead. You don't want to talk. You want somebody else to set your race up, you got to get a guy that negotiates for you, because I'm not negotiating nobody's race. I kind of even with my son, when he races, I sit back. I let him do his thing now. You know, that's the best way to do it. Races, I might not like it, what his race is, you know, and I might want to stop it. So me, I'm not going to stop it. I'd rather see it happen, see what happens first. I mean, he proved me wrong a couple of times. He went out there and he did his thing. I would have never thought he won, but it happened. So that's what I want to see, those kind of races. And, you know, if we're going to keep stopping races like this here, these race stoppers, people going around and saying, this one's got that and that, but you weren't racing that person, or that person not even from your camp that is racing, that's what you call a race stopper. You can't do that. And I think that's what a lot of people are a little mad about. But I'm going to open up a couple more of these mics so they can get in here. 704-6149, your mic is open.
Hey, Joe, I'm listening to your show. I didn't actually push one. I heard it come on, but I didn't actually push it. But I'm sitting back listening.
Hey, James, how you making out with your car there?
And I ain't trusted. You know, I'm just, you know, taking care of business over here.
Okay. Are you going to be ready for Galan or?
No, I doubt it.
Doubt it? Okay.
I haven't touched the car.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. Definitely understand. And how's everybody, how's the family, everybody doing?
You know, my mother's doing all right. You know, that's what I'm taking care of, you know, so I ain't got time to
I was asking. I want to make sure she's okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got you in the prayers, so you ain't got to worry about it. Still our grudge family, so you know what time it is. Anytime you ever need something, just don't hesitate to call.
I'm just sitting back on mute, so you can put, I'm on mute.
Okay, gotcha. All right, take care of that, James. All right, I'm going to open up this mic right here. 301-4067, your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe?
Not much. How's everything?
Everything good. What's going on?
That's Mr. Apollo there, ain't it?
Yeah, sure.
Mr. Apollo, how was the food Saturday? Was you all right?
It was dead right.
Okay. Listen, I don't mean no harm, but I'm just going to tell y'all something.
As usual.
I'm just going to tell you something now. I ate Sherry's turkey. I ate a turkey. That was my first time to eat a turkey and get drunk.
Man, I told Troy, I hope he ain't driving nothing else because he going to be intoxicated. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I was sitting there chewing on a turkey, eating a turkey. I said, damn, what the hell wrong with me? Felt like I was getting sleepy. I said, damn. I looked over there and I saw that big ass bottle of Jimmy Beam. What was it, Jimmy Beam or Dina? Whatever the hell it is.
Jim Beam.
She had injected the turkey with Jim Beam. Mm-hmm. She won the contest, but Lord knows. I don't think I want that Thanksgiving turkey at my house. I think I'll have to leave that one alone. But she won it. She's been rubbing it in on Fort Gilbert there. She's been giving him hell, so I feel bad for him in a way. But that comes with the territory, you know what I mean? She won the championship.
Right.
You couldn't tell her nothing. She got the $500 ahead of time, like I said. Didn't have to wait for no gate money, no nothing. Like I said, nobody wait. We turn around. That's what you call, and I'm being real, I, you know, like me and Larry had to talk about it before. One thing about it, whether they come to the truck, when you come there, don't rely on the gate money. Do not rely on the gate money. So whatever you got to do, if you put a class out there, all our classes is paid. She was paid before the middle of the day. the watch was taken care of towards the afternoon. You know, everything was paid ahead of time. If you had to wait for that gate money or something like that, then you're paying all them classes. Boy, somebody might have had to run out the track then. I'll just say it that way. You know, but nobody had to worry about their money, and that's how we're going to keep it. I mean, I don't never want to turn around and say I don't have it. But
well, hold up, let me get it.
Yeah, I want to make sure I got it for whatever it is. If something, some problem came up, and don't get me wrong, it was dark all the way around all day, but it didn't rain not one bit. But on the way up there, you know, don't get me wrong, got the jersey, we were raining. So well, we kept it going. It was misting and drizzling and everything going on. But we said we were going. We said we were going to keep going with it. And it said it was just overcast over there, and that was it. Meanwhile, everywhere else was drizzle all around the place. But we did what we had to do, regardless. My mission was to do the walk. That was my mission. And I just want to thank everybody that walked. You know, it was all about walking for the cure, and that's the same way Fayetteville going to be. It's walking for a cure. You know, just to see some people that did the walk told me that, man, we can't make the whole quarter. You know, so we had to cut it down to the 8 mile mark. So we turned the 8 mile mark and came back around. I guess their rods would have been falling out.
I done walked that quarter mile so many times, it ain't do nothing for me.
Yeah, everything else is pretty good. But, you know, Vega, you going to be able to make it there on the 17th? Or
November? I am coming.
Okay.
I am bringing Bad Goat. It's coming. I'm trying to get Waterboy to bring the vet. I'm trying to.
Okay.
I know them boys is trying to Holy Ghost and them is talking about wanting to run the vet, so let's see if we can do it then, hopefully.
Okay. All right. That'll be something. They'll definitely be there.
I talked to Larry Thursday night about it, that I'm coming down and stuff.
Okay, that'd be good. That'd be good. We got a few people coming. Like I told you, Brittany Gray gonna be back at behind the wheel with the women of drag. So that's gonna be pretty cool.
Oh, really?
For Brittany Gray, she's gonna be part of the women.
Yeah,
so we're gonna see who's gonna win that the women's shootout. Who's gonna be queen of the day? That's what we want to see. Who was the baddest woman out there that day. So that's what they're going for. They're shooting for it. So it should be real interesting. So, and then like Charlie Brown said, if somebody got conventional head, you know, like him, he don't mind doing it. So he looking for a little action with his too. So I don't know if you ever talked to Charlie Brown, see if he want to do anything or, you know, but he's definitely looking for action.
Right. I got a Copperhead on Sunday off the trailer at Bush Street.
Okay. Yeah, look, I call him and the Hattons twins. Because once Copperhead messed his knee up, then he went leg up. Then all of a sudden in the Hatton, he had to go mess his leg up. I said, what the heck, you twins? So I got him real good at the track, right? Later on, I was over there by the food. And I can't walk on. I said, oh, man, Jason broke his arm. Everybody like, what?
Oh, yeah. I know you're talking about now.
Yeah. I said, damn, so what are you going to do, run over there and break yours? Oh, I had him good. I got it real good. That was funny. That's what it's all about, having fun. That's what a lot of people actually was turning around. We were just having fun, just joking around and eating and seeing a few of the good grudge runs and had fun and took on back home and wait for the next one. Hopefully everything works out good. You know, one day at a time, you know, that's all I can say. But that go to, you got anybody else on your agenda looking for action? That you looking for? When you go down there, what are you looking to run? Like, that's what I need to know.
Hey, whatever's on the menu, when you get to the restaurant, then I can tell you.
Okay. All right.
If you look, if you know what that means.
Nah, I know what you mean.
I gotta see what's available to eat that day, you know, because I can't, you know, tell you I'm gonna eat lobster and lobster ain't on the menu that day.
I understand. I definitely understand that one.
Well, you know I'm gonna race. That's for one. You already know that.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about that. I definitely know you're going to join
Class
82
something. Cars a race, something going down.
Yeah, and like I said, we got so many people that are talking about coming. You got some people from Florida now coming. You got a few people from Chicago coming. I got to talk to my buddy tonight, Puerto Rican Pete. I'm supposed to give him a call back. Let me see what's the deal with this car. If the car's ready, that'll be another action run. Then also I got a couple of little small blocks that are looking for some action. We're gonna also have some couple street cars out there that day that'll be looking for action.
Mm-hmm.
So if everything works out, I think it should be nothing but an actual full day. I'm not sure yet. I got to make sure I get everything else situated. Then I don't want to call out something that that we're not really familiar with, that which one's going to be the classes at, everything exactly.
Right.
I could let Larry Butler come on and tell you about that. I'll let him hit the one button so far.
Not the Barry White.
Yeah, Mr. Barry White himself. We might make him sing the national anthem that day.
We'll see
what we can
That'd
do.
That'd be a sight to see, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be a good one. He might change the whole lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. Mr. Barry White himself. But as of anything else, everything else is a go. It's a lot of things that's going on. A lot of people have been calling me and asking me, what can we do? How to help, you know? Believe it or not, how you can help? Block in a few races. That's how I look at it. Have yourself
right.
fun. That's all I have. Be you. I don't want to turn around like the show we said, Real Grudge. I don't want no stage runs. I don't want nobody saying, well, me and you going to run, you know, we're just going to do it. No, I don't want that. I want it real like you want to really run for Grudge. Like when you go to Florida, you turn around, put the money up, like you've been doing for the longest. You know, nobody wants to see some old set up match races. I'm going to be real about it. We want to see some action. We want to see people going out. By that time, I heard Thunder go to be back. He'll be ready. Jason, Superman Returns will be there already. He's got two locked-in races. Billy Hicks, he's going to run him first. So that should be real interesting. He's definitely stepping up. Tony Tan, he'll be running them. Tony Tan be clearing them. We're going to see that one. So, Mr. Superman will be back on the premises. And I'm glad for Jason because that's one thing I got to say. You know, when he was going through the hard times and not getting that car together, everybody laughed about him, thinking that he couldn't get down and he needed to go back to the Malibu and all that. He stood by it and he kept working on it and he finally got it right. And when he got it right, it was totally different. He changed the whole program around. And really started doing his thing. But the first time, the guys that weren't with him, you know how it went. And I can tell you this here from firsthand experience. As a promoter, as a friend, you see it yourself. When you're on top of the hill, everybody with you. Let you turn around and get a couple losses on your belt, they don't know you. Before, they'd be calling all over the place. I do not like it. I remember before when Jason was couldn't get the car right. I even said I'll send somebody to come over there and tune it. Get the guy to go help you out. He'll tell you. I'm not kidding you. That's how it is. It's one of those numbers you don't want to see. I hate to hear when somebody, you know, put somebody down. That's something I never did care for. But he did it on his own. He got his thing together. He got his program together, and he's returning. And his brother, you know, like you said, they concentrated on the Malibu earlier, so down there back over here, and they're working on this, and I think it's going to be interesting that day. And like the day of the camera, hopefully it'll be all good, you know, good enough to have everything to go right. I can't wait myself. I cannot wait. I don't know if you had your car out in Virginia or Maryland. I don't think you had it there for the show, right? You never had it back go right, Apollo?
What are you saying? I'm sorry.
I said you never got a chance to put your car in a show at one of the races yet,
no,
right?
No, I didn't. It'll be there for the Galat one, though, for sure.
And like everybody knows, it's a heated track, temperature-controlled track, so
hey, if
you've
never
problem.
Been to Galat, man, that track's something else, man.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. But I got to get ready to open up. But stay right there because Mr. Barry White himself is going to be on. And I got to see. We got to ask him, too, Apollo, see what day he's going to sing, on Saturday or Friday.
Yeah.
We got to definitely ask him. How you doing, Larry?
Lock it in. Lock it in, Joe.
Okay.
If we get 64 lock-ins, I will sing the national anthem on Saturday at 5 p.m. Lock it in. If we don't
well,
get
no,
64,
you know I'm working. You
if,
know I'm working for this one. I am
look,
working on this.
If we
one.
Don't get 64 lock-ins, then Wiki Bird got to sing the national anthem.
Oh wow.
Lock him in, Joe. $1 or $5. But hey, everybody, listen up, Joe. I've never been to Galat. I've never been to a lot of tracks that I'm trying to visit. I truly want to see people from Houston, Texas, Florida. I want to see all these grudge racers. So every grudge racer that is out there is invited. Just lock in, and I want to see 64, and you will hear Barry White sing at 5 p.m. on Saturday. Lock it in.
Okay. We gonna show
you heard it from the hey, look, you heard it from the owner. I am the owner.
Hello.
So that's my marketing skills. You know, everybody's been wanting me to sing, so you got it. Lock it in, and we have to get 64 lock-ins. If we don't, then Bird gotta sing it.
Okay. I'm gonna try to get you though. I don't know about Bird voice, but I like to hear Barry White sing the national anthem.
Hey, I am a good singer, to be honest with you, but I will do it because everybody has been asking me to do it, and Bird's been putting it out there. But seriously, Joe, like you said, you got to support all promoters and all track owners, your topic. And my thing is, hey, truly, I've never been to Baldy's race either in Florida. So, you know, everybody's going to go there. That's on his calendar. But it's like the playoffs before you go to the Super Bowl, you know, so that when you go there, you know what you're walking in when you walk on the premises. So 64 teams are going to go in the battle at Galat. It's one of the best tracks. Everybody wanted us to come south. So, DMV, you know we got to stand up and stand out. You know, every racer, if you are, like Bird said, if you are a no-time racer and you got oil pressure, then there's no reason for you not to be at the most best, one of the best tracks in the country is Galat. So, hey, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, California, if you own a no-time car, hell, ship it in. This come. I want to see it. I want to be a fan and a singer that day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my goal for your show. I'm going to go on mute, but you can definitely put that on paper. Lock it in. I'm number 65, so you got to get 64 more. All right?
That sounds good to me. Well,
I'm on mute.
We already cut it down. There's 11 locked ins already, so we ain't that far. We be okay. We gonna get it.
That's right. You call me and tell me you got 64 locked ins. I'm singing the national anthem at 5 o'clock for the world to hear and meet Barry White.
Okay, all right. That's what we want to hear. Apollo, you gonna be the backup?
Oh hell no!
You gotta be in the backup now.
You gonna mess my rings up, man. They gonna take some of my stars, man.
Hey Joe, I might get Bandwagon Shorty and the Supremes to back me up.
Yeah, they could be your doo-wop. They could be your doo-wop, Barry White.
Yeah, Brandon can dance, and Fat Albert can be the Supreme.
Sex Machine wants to try Fat Albert. That's what I got to get hold to.
Yep.
He says
he'll
give him the rematch that day. So if we can get hold of Fat Albert, he gave me permission. Charlie Brown gave me permission to lock that in.
Hey, Joe, I've been new, but, you know, I've been around racing. So my thing is, I haven't met a lot of grudge racers, but I would like to see everyone come to this track. You know, Larry T and yourself, y'all put on great events. So, you know, we coming south and make sure, and the Nasty Boys, they're hosting it. They're making sure everything's going to be on point when we get there, including their strawberry in the jars. You know what I mean? They're famous now, you know, for their strawberry dessert. So they better make sure they make at least 64 cases of them or something, because everybody on the property going to want them. So I just like to see good racing. And I'm here to get the sponsors to support us. I got some sponsors in the works that are really in that area of Gallant that I'm working on. And every day I'm calling a different sponsor. So we should have a great time and see what's going on. And like I say, every day I try to give the racers good news and to support the racers. I'm all about supporting every grudge racer out there. So that's my job. That's what you guys got me for, is to get the sponsors and marketing the grudge world and promote races, you know. So I'm going to go on mute. I'll see everybody at Gallant, and stay tuned for more details about Gallant. It'll be websites up and everything dealing with what we're doing. So always inbox me or email me or call anybody if you have a question. But the biggest race of the North and South, DMV versus the world, is going to Gallant, and we're going to invade the South. So Alabama, Georgia, Atlanta, all of y'all out there listening, man, come to the Grudge Feast. It's going to be a feast right before Thanksgiving. So I'll see everybody there, Joe. I'm going to let other people get on. So I'm on mute if you have any questions.
We will be cooking fish on Friday night, and I think I'm going to cook me a pig on Saturday. So there'll be pig roast on Saturday. So I know, Apollo, you eat pork, so you all right.
You're damn right I eat pork, goddamn it, I do. You lie.
Yeah, just making sure. You had to pull pork that day, right?
When? Yesterday? Saturday?
Saturday.
No, by the time I got there, it was all gone.
Come on.
I seen the aftermath of it, but I didn't get none of it.
Oh, man, I didn't know that. As much as we had over there, we had quite a bit. But,
hey, man,
hold on 1 second. I got to make sure I open this mic up for these guys. 301-3057, your mic is open.
Yeah, I just want to make a little comment. You know, I've been in racing a long time ago, and I mean, I still sit back and listen a lot. And always been like this. I don't care how many people try to do anything they want. But if you do your job and hang in there doing your job, even those ones that just try to nip a little bit and come in here and there, they're going to wind up, they're going to join you after a while. They ain't going to have no choice but to join you because you're doing your job. See, everybody can't do, you know, their job. They can come in there and try to nip and take a little piece of this and a little piece of that. But when it's all said and done, if you came out there on a mission to get something taken care of and doing what you're doing and sound like, you know, you and Larry and all y'all, you're well-known, you know, you've been around, you know a lot of people. Can't nobody cut nothing and can't nobody take anything from you. You understand what I'm saying? So all you got to do is keep your head up, keep doing what you're doing, and I'm going to tell you something other. You'd be surprised how far you will go and all the haters. You'd be surprised, all of them so-called haters, how many of them will wind up and join later too. Just keep your head up and keep moving.
I appreciate that. That sounds good. That really sounds good. I'll tell you, and you know, it's funny how people do say that. You do get it going along, I hate to say it, and more so than ever, when they think they can't, if you don't help somebody, like, how can I say it? I'm going to give you a perfect example. We put a show on. We did one thing for one class one week. And you can't put a whole bunch of class all day, but I just happened to do something for the little guys that can get to go. And by us not doing it the next time and try to go for someone else to help another crew out, you know, get them a chance to shine, just the same way I'm trying to get the women to shine one time, get them a chance to go out and grudge race. Once you don't do anything for them, every now and then you're going to get one that gets mad. Why didn't do this here? Why didn't do that? You know, it's not that easy being to put all these things on at one time. And I mean, it's really a grudge show. But every now and then I throw something out there because I think that they should be broadcast, you know, they should be in the spotlight also. And by me saying in the spotlight, you know, like Gloria Mitchell, I can't say anything about it. There's a woman right there that races motorcycles, races cars. You would never know that the first time that she was that good of a driver. You might be standing next to her and you wouldn't even know who she was. Diamond Dallas, you know, you see this here little girl, she was standing next to you, you wouldn't even know who she was. You wouldn't think she was riding a race car. Latoya, Pink Panther, we call her Pink Panther. So there's another one. And the list goes on, and we don't realize, sometimes you don't realize what you got. And I want to showcase them. I want to be able to put them out there. So basically, this is something I want to do. I asked before. I had said something about it. It hasn't been done in the grudge game. So why not showcase some of our women and see how, make them look, you know, have a chance to be out in the limelight. You know, it's just like they did one time with the guys, the kids under 21, the rookie of the year. They did a little thing, and that was nice. That was something that, you know, gave back to the kids and let them in, see how they can do it. Keep them off the road, keep them at the track, you know. So now, you know, everybody can shine. That's the whole purpose of this here thing. It's not about me. It's not about Larry. It's about you. That's what it is. And that's how it goes. It's about everybody out there. Anybody wants to know something, I can tell you right now, I haven't been on the tape. I haven't been on not one of the tapes because I can sit back and I can push it forward and I can still go forward. I'd rather see everybody else start to shine up a little bit. All the guys been doing their hard work out there and been busting their butt going back up and down the road. Might not see themselves on a DVD, don't see them anywhere. Well, now we're hoping to turn around and bring you to the living room TV. You can be able to show your grandsons or grandkids or whatever. You know, this is me. That's me back in the day. This is me. You know, something everybody that you can be proud of, you know, and just be something that you can always have. That's one reason why I do it. I do it for the love of it. It's nothing else. Some people turn around, they do it for certain things, but it doesn't matter to me. I go back and forth. It makes me feel good sometimes. When you go through a depression, you start to get depressed. Some people look for an outlet. This is my outlet. So I can turn around, I can sit back and go to the track and forget about everything, you know. Sometimes when you're sick, you don't, like I tell guys, sometimes I might be smiling, but you just don't know. I could be sick, but I smile all the time anyhow. And the reason why I can smile because I say I'm alive. And that's the whole deal. When we was at the cancer thing, you know, you ain't going to turn around and give me a sad face, you know, or saying, okay, law man, damn it. I thought more people, whatever. I'm smiling, having a good time with my people right now. I'm live, I'm good. I'm walking around, I'm having fun. I'm cooking, having fun. You know, everybody like, yo, you giving away all that food? Yeah, yeah. And to be real, guy, I went out and bought it. And me and Larry T went out and bought it, all the food, just to make sure everybody's going to have food. We didn't want nobody had to pay for one thing. We didn't ask for nothing, and we just give back. That's how it was. And it's going to be the same way this way. So I'm going to do a little bit better. I mean, even I'm going to really push this one. Since it's one of the last ones, it's going to work out the same way again. And I think we're going to be all right. I mean, certain people, you can't please everybody, but you sure, you try. You give it your best. That's all I can tell you. I think we're moving in the right direction, though. I hear a lot of people, you know, say opposite, you know, oh, it's going to go and it's going to fuse off. It's going to do this. It's going to do that. I don't see nothing. I don't see anything fusing. If anything, I see everything going up there and the fire is starting to burn. And like they said, you said, the haters, you know, they will hate. But like your mom, I don't know if everybody ever had your mother or father tell you, as long as they're talking about you, that means you're doing good. So that's what fuels you on. That makes you keep going. That makes you keep pushing harder. When they stop talking about you, that's when you got to worry about it. So that's the bad part. So I'd rather let them go ahead and push me. That every time I find a fault. Now, if I find something wrong, I try to correct it. So if they, I'd rather hear somebody tell me, look, you should do it this way. You should do it that way. At least I can see if I'm maybe, I don't know everything, but I'll try to get, you know, to please everybody. But you just can't do it all, but you try your best. And I just like to thank Larry T because, you know, without Larry T right now, honestly, tell you the truth, it'd be certain things and everything. Man, I don't know if we're going to be able to do it. If not, we all right. We all right. Don't worry about it. You ain't got to worry about it. We keep on. We just keep doing it. We going all right. And so far, so good. So I think there's a lot of people that want to be there. And we got a lot of good people behind us that's with us and, you know, a lot of fan base. And I think it's going to work out pretty good. You know, everybody's been calling me up and they're trying to get the buses going already. The buses, I got Pee-wee. Matter of fact, I got to get the motel because I know I got to get Pee-wee going on here for a bus. Maryland's going to have a bus. Virginia's going to have a bus. And we're all going to meet up there. We're going to do our thing. We're all going to meet. It's going to be like a big family reunion. And, you know, it's going to be a real good time. Only thing we got to worry about is the weather cooperating with us. That's the only thing. Because everybody sees, you know, these storms been coming back and forth like crazy. So that's the only thing we have to worry about. Anything else, I think we're going to be okay. But, yeah, if anybody else has anything to say today, because I see a lot of people on there. I mean, nobody's been saying, but I know that he's listening because I see all the numbers. But if you need to put something out there for the week or next week, feel free. Like I said, you have plenty of time to do it. I'm going to hold the show on for a little bit longer, and we'll go from there. I mean, I can't see anything else being negative. You know, the negative ain't going to get nowhere. So anything that you do, try to correct it. If you have a problem with someone, why not pick up the phone or call somebody else to try to get you two together and see if you can get stuff over before it goes out to social media. We're trying to nip all that in the bud before anything comes at the races or anything. We'd rather have it done. And we'll go from there. I think it's going to be pretty good. And I know Carl Swollen has a race going on this week. Off the trailer, they call it. So it's going to be pretty decent. I think they're going to have pretty good weather out there themselves. And try to support everybody. That's how I look at it. Certain things, you know, you can't make them all, but you try. I wish I was up in the area, honestly, tell you the truth, when you're like only a mile, you know, 50 miles apart, and I can go from one track to another. But we got a ride. I'm not going to lie. When I come down there, it's a good 11-hour ride from here to Fayetteville when we come towing. So it's kind of a little bit, you know, and the same thing going to Maryland, you know, 6.5 hours, depends where we go, to Buzz Creek or Capitol, and, you know, the tolls and all that. So, you know, it's a little, it ain't the same. It ain't like it used to be. That clear thing, you go straight down, straight run. They try to hit you for a tow, everything they can do. So, but we'll we're going to be all right. That's why we're going to get the buses together. They asked for it. You guys want to drive no car, just sit back, relax on the bus, and have a good time. And everybody that was looking for the bus coming up, give me a call tonight. I'll be up until about 10:30. I know you guys have been asking me about it ahead of time, so I'm going to book the bus ahead of time in case I have to get to, because I know so many people that want to go. So I want to just make sure I got the buses loaded in ahead of time and not have to worry about it. You know, it's very hard at the last minute to try to get a bus at the end, because 9 times out of 10 it'd be already sold out. So you have to book it in advance. And Pee Wee's on here right now. He can actually tell you too. So I'm waiting to see what goes on. But that's how you have to book the bus in advance. The one time we booked him, and they were a double booked, and it just so happened that the other engagement, they had to go to that engagement, so we couldn't get the bus there. I had to fall short for another one, but we managed it. I don't want that to happen, so I want the bus to be ahead of time, already taken care of, and one less headache, so we can all go down there and have a good time. Hopefully, I mean, if anybody ever seen it down there, if you ever had a chance to see Gallant, indoor concession stand, the whole bit, it's really nice. Aluminum seats all the way over. It's really almost like an English town. It's a state-of-the-art building. It's definitely nice. So I think we're going to have a great, great time. But if anybody has anything to say right now, I'm going to let you go ahead and come in right now, because I'm waiting for to get take care of this one call, my son. Trying to hurry up and bring another call over here this weekend, so I got to take care of a call. Yeah, so if anybody has anything that they want to put out there, feel free. Also, we're going to actually do something and benefit for the people down in North Carolina that went through the storm, and everybody knows that it's been pretty rough down there. Some people still living in, you know, motels and stuff. That was by the coast. And I'm thinking about doing maybe a can drive or something like that. Just get stuff to them, something to help out, you know, show our appreciation, our love with them. So anybody has any ideas with that, feel free. I know I didn't get to talk with Larry and him yet about that, but, you know, it's always good to help. You never know when we might have the need the same thing. Maybe they can turn around, turn the favor back. So, any last calls? Or I don't know any other races that went down this week. I haven't heard anything else, but I haven't heard anybody doing any grudge runs. And besides those, I know Short Dog is he's getting ready to get locked in real soon. I know he was talking about it. Hopefully we'll see the return of Thunder Goat. I know we've been talking about that for a while. So we'll see what else is coming up soon. It's looking like everything's going to roll in here real quick. So if we don't have anything else, anybody else have any last words before I close out? Because I'm going to be closing out real soon. If anybody has any last words, they can come on in and say what they have to say.
Hey, great okay. Show, Joe. Just remember, I'm locked in number 65 to go down in history. So, I just hope we have a successful event and help the victims down there in South Carolina, North Carolina area. We got more to talk about, more details to come up. It'll be on the websites, DMVversustheWorld.com, and it'll be on Gallant Motorsports Park. Website also. So we're in the works on getting that handled, because we know people are going to have millions of questions. But the main thing is we're having a race at Gallant November 16th and 17th, and it starts on Friday and it don't end until Saturday. And also Sunday is the rain date, just in case people were concerned. Sunday is the rain date, which is the 18th. So look forward to questions. Anybody, welcome. Thanks for a great show as usual. So y'all got a big task on your hands if you want me to sing. So I hope we get there so that I can start practicing now so I can do well. So I'm counting on, I'm going to do my best I can to get sponsors for this event. And there's one caller that always say positive things. Keep your head up. And, you know, for the end of the year, me being new at this, I just think all the promoters and track owners, you need to come with your calendar and share your calendar at the end of the year for 2019. Like he said, you know, some of Larry's races, your races, they're set in stone for the last 10 years. So that way everybody in the East Coast has it. You know what I mean? So even the tracks that have their schedule, just share them at Baldy's race. Bring them with you to Baldy's race. Everybody's coming. So, and bring them to Gallant. So that'll help for 2019 because it's going to be exciting. And with Larry owning Colonial Beach, it's going to be exciting. You know, 2019 is going to be grudge racing year. So with that, great show, Joe. I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, and tell me something. Do you need a cape when you come out?
No. I'm just going to have, you know, how Barry White was. I may have to wear a wig with the Jerry Curl thing, you know how he was back in the day. But I'm going to do the best I can. But like I said, I'm going to put Wicked Bird on the spot like he do me. We don't get 64 lock-ins, he going to do the national anthem. So that's a lock-in for sure. $1 on five.
Mm.
Well, that's my lock-in. So
we're going to see. I guess one way or another, we're going to have one of y'all singing it.
That's right. One of us going to do the national at 5 o'clock on Saturday. One of us doing the national anthem. And don't forget, Joe, hey, don't forget for everybody from 3 until 10, if you got a locked-in race, it's going to be filmed and the TV crew will be there. And because we definitely need episode number 3 in the books. And make sure you go on YouTube and watch the show. You know, like Joe says, put out there, watch the show, like and share. But this event will be filmed to go in the books for Real Deal Grudge Racing. So remember that from 3 to 10. So I'll definitely get to be on TV singing. So I'll look forward to it, you know, and you cooking. And everything's going to come into play, man. You and Larry T., you know, like you say, we do our job, and we got to continue to do it for the grudge world. So I'm just here to support and do my part.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate it. All right. I guess I'm going to be closing out because I got to get a car in here. And it's a little surprise. So we're trying to get it ready for the 17th. So it can make the return. So that's what I'm working on. So that's why I'm kind of like into the show real quick so I can make sure I get it in. So it's going to be our little surprise when we come out. So you will see it on the 17th. It will be racing, so you will see it. All righty. So I'm going to say good night and God bless everyone, and hope to see you at the races. Take care.